Now, let us watch a teacher in an actual session, leading a discussion concerning the differences between boy and girl.
Okay, we talked about some of the differences now between men and women and the jobs they do that Sandy mentioned.
Yes.
Okay, now let's just look at the bodies. We're going to talk about the other things that make a man and a woman different. Okay? Now, what about up here? Are they the same?
Not as a man.
No. Okay. Nancy, do you know what a woman has up here? What are these called? Do you know a word? Do you know a word for those? Any word? Anybody?
A breast.
Breast.
The breast.
Okay. Do you know any other words for those?
Tits.
Okay. Right. Okay. Everybody knows one of those two words?
Mm. Yes.
Do you think that's a nice thing for a woman to have?
Yes.
Hmm? Are you happy that you have breasts?
Yes.
Hmm? I am.
Yes.
You think that's a nice thing for women to have?
Right.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, February 24th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, when bumblebees pollinate your prolapsed anus. Plus, the dog fucker returns. The legend of old pudding pants and the two biggest dick men on the planet are at war with one another. All coming up today.
Yeah. I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
Drunken Negro face cookies.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you. Kicking off a new week of programs. Got a good one for you today. Hey, remember last week we got on the topic of Jonathan Niehaus, that guy who sings songs about fucking husky dogs because he's into bestiality. You know, a typical Friday on Distorted View Daily. And listener Miss May said that Jonathan is still producing new music in 2020. He's still attracted to animals. Now he's a furry as well. She posted a link to a few new tracks from Jonathan, but more importantly, the links go to his Bandcamp account, where I learned something juicy.
So juicy.
Totes. His artist name on Bandcamp is ZJ Wolf. That's not the juicy part. He says he's a furry, a musician, indie furcon goer, survived high school, had a tough job at Meijer, a grocery store, for 10 years, retired in 2018. He didn't quit. He retired. Weird way of saying that. Also a former GameStop guy, now a Kroger man. Still not at the juicy part. It's coming, though. New music now. Furry versus Reality will be available in 2020. Be prepared. ZJ Wolf from Cincinnati, Ohio. Jonathan Niehaus, the dog fucker, lives in my town. He's been under my snout for 2 years now. He may have bagged my groceries. He is just a bagger, right? He's got to be. That's the only thing they're going to allow him to do. Did I not know this? I feel like I've looked up his profile before. I turned to Facebook, found him on there, sure enough. Says he's from Cincinnati. I now have a mission. I will visit every single Kroger until I find this motherfucker, and I'm going to get him on the podcast. I'm going to introduce him to my dog under supervision. That's right, I'm going to have Jonathan Niehaus judge my dog's appearance and fuckability. The problem is, Kroger is based here in Cincinnati, so there's just a fuck ton of Kroger stores. So, if you are a DV listener and you also live in Cincinnati, I know there are many of you. Every time you're at Kroger, I need you to be on the lookout for Jonathan Niehaus. And by the way, I do have it confirmed that he is a bagger, so he should be up front, bagging the groceries, looking retarded. That does complicate matters because I'm pretty sure he is autistic, so I can't just pull up to Kroger and be like, hey, Jonathan, come on my podcast. I'll drive you to my house, because that's like abducting someone who can't think for himself. Like, if he has the mind of a four-year-old, I don't want to be put behind bars because I got this kid to get in my car. Yeah, come on you! Sing you songs about making love to huskies! His parents go to, like, Kroger to pick him up from his shift and he's not there. put out a goddamn Amber Alert. We'll see what happens, though. I'm working on it. How great would that be? My very first guest in studio here in Cincinnati, and it's a furry animal fucker. Ta-da! So I've got some new music from him. This was produced within the last couple months. It looks like it was released in January. A lot of furry theme songs, like Wiggle That Furry Butt.
Let's jam it out. If you want to be a furry man, get inside the club to dance with the fursuit on. If your song comes on and it's mine, you just got to wiggle that furry butt, dance to the beat.
Nothing too offensive there. Has Jonathan Nyhaus gone commercial? I much prefer the songs where he's like talking about drilling a husky's tail hole with his big fat dick. Here's a song called Everyone Stole My Riffs. Sounds like he's got a beef with some fellow artists.
I may be alive now, but not for long, because some idiots keep messing up my music. It's those hackers' fault, and not me. They're the ones who stole my music. I'm about to sue for major damages and make them suffer in my own prison.
Yeah, he's accusing hackers of stealing his music, and I guess threatening to kill himself over it. The track is Everyone Stole My Riffs. Ironic, because as Miss May points out, the song features a stolen riff.
Hey, you, what the fuck is this? You're stealing my riffs right now. If you don't give them back to me, I'll slice your face with my own claws. Hey, you, what the fuck is this? You're stealing my riffs right now.
And in case you've never heard classic Jonathan Nyhaus music, let me just play a clip from Husky Orgy. This is really why I'm fascinated with the freak. I fast-forwarded to around the two-minute mark where he's already seen like 15 huskies. They're all together, and he's getting horny.
Huskies, including one female bitch. And now I see 14 cocks in a pussy. I wonder if I could be in a scene. I hope they can accept this. When I take out the pants and underwear, I show out my own cock and husky say to me, boy, you sure have a nice cock.
Yeah, it's hard to understand his lyrics, but basically he's showing off his dick to the huskies, and apparently the huskies like what they see.
Oh man, I'm so ready to service her. It's time for the husky orgy. For just 15 huskies at once, I wonder if 15 cows can fit inside a female husky cunt.
Again, hard to understand what he's singing, but I think it's, can 15 husky cocks fit in a husky cunt? And just so we're crystal clear on Jonathan's intentions, here's another song.
My dog to perform a little anal sex on my tail, and I need it right now.
Okay.
I need it right now.
He's into bestiality. He just is.
Lick my dirty hole, you beautiful doggy. I want it so bad. I want you to fuck me really, really hard so I could feel. You're great, husky cop.
He really does just lay it all out for you in that song. Okay, moving on. That's enough Jonathan Nyhaus. Thank you very much to Haley's Comet, who provided a link to some great prolapse porn. Always interested in prolapses. That's where your butthole turns inside out due to overuse. Like a big red ooey-gooey windsock. Actually, this woman, I think, is going to prolapse out her cunt. Yeah, that can turn inside out, too.
Fucking phenomenal hole to hold all my honey in.
I did notice there was a lot of yellow in this scene. God, I hope she pours bees into her pussy hole. Let's see what happens. She mentions honey.
Hold all my honey in. Yeah. Put those big ass stingers.
Oh.
I'm a naughty bumblebee.
Oh, they're supposed to be life-size, like, human bumblebees.
How many tricks can you do with that?
Stupid.
Oh.
Visit anal44.com.
Okay.
Size that fucking hole.
I love that anal1.com through anal43.com were taken domains. We're up to anal44. One of the human bees is gripping the other's pussy with both hands, like stretching it wide open.
I love your honey pot, but don't you have a honeycomb?
Oh,
don't you have a real honeycomb you want to show us off?
Yeah.
Oh, now she's rubbing the butthole and she's pushing that out.
Oh.
I guess that's the honeycomb.
For this little bee.
Okay, enough with the bee puns and shit. We get it. As if prolapse porn wasn't enough. We need more of a gimmick. Okay, you'll be pushing out your prolapses, both pussy and ass, and we'll dress you up like bees. That's unnecessary. So the chick on the bottom has fully shat out her butthole. I don't know how else to say that. She's turned her butthole inside out. Like a red mound, a red cone, and the other woman is just, she just puts her whole mouth around it and starts sucking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you naughty, naughty bee girl.
I hope this isn't what happened to the blind melon girl. It'd be sad. What we have now is a very thin dildo that has been whipped out.
First I take my stinger.
She calls it her stinger. Oh.
Drop it in my pot.
Yeah, she's dipping it in honey, real honey, and then shoving it in the prolapsed asshole.
And then I put it right in her hive's entrance.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this is so stupid.
And then I make sure it's clean.
Oh, after shoving it in her ass, she sucks off that dirty shit, honey.
Get it nice and sticky and sweet. And back in her honey hole.
There you go. If you've got a prolapse or a bee fetish, I think I found the movie for you. I want to stick my dick in that little bee hole. I want it right now. Moving on, we've featured a lot of asshole cops on the program. It's rare that we feature one where, like, the cop doesn't even want to issue a ticket for a traffic violation, but the woman that he pulled over is doing everything she can to earn herself a citation. Like, the first thing out of the cop's mouth was, "Look, I'm not going to write you a ticket," and then she just wants to fucking fight.
"Howdy, ma'am. I'm Deputy B. Work the Placid County Sheriff's Department. And the reason why I pulled you over, that lane to the right?"
"I didn't know it was a double lane."
"Oh, that's fine. I'm not going to write you a ticket. I didn't know. I didn't know. Maybe you were not from here. Didn't know that was the right lane."
"No, I'm not going to write you a ticket.
I ain't no ticket writer.
I don't even know what the part you pulled me over to write."
"Why? Because I didn't know if you knew. I mean, like, that's a right-hand lane, okay?"
"It's a right-hand lane, but..."
"Okay. It ends. That lane right here on the right, it ends. It's to pull into that gas station. It's not to keep on going down the boulevard."
"Okay."
Yeah, so it's not a road, right? It's just a little area to turn into the gas station. This woman was continuing to stay on that in that lane. That's not really a road.
"Okay, and like I said, I don't write tickets unless I have, you know, okay. Unless the tickets are have to. You have your
license." He keeps saying this over and over, like, "I'm not going to write you a ticket. I'm not a ticket writer."
"This is on you."
"I do."
"Okay. It's a traffic violation, ma'am."
"Okay."
"That's the improper use of right-hand lane."
"All right, so now we've established that it is a traffic violation. What's your next bitchy comment?"
I'm in the right-hand lane. I couldn't even go over."
"Exactly, ma'am. That's not a lane to travel down this road."
"I know, but I couldn't even go over.
That's a lane."
"Where was my traffic? What was my..."
"Ma'am, we're not going to argue right here."
"I know, but I want to know where..."
"Okay, ma'am, I told you. Improper lane use."
"I didn't even..."
"Okay, I need to see your license and registration."
"I didn't even use the lane."
"Okay. Registration, please."
"I don't understand."
"Registration, please."
"Well, I tell you, yes, ma'am." "I don't even know what the purpose is. Besides the harassment."
"It's not about harassment."
"It
ma'am.
Is about harassment."
"Ma'am, license and registration, please, ma'am." "It'll be on the..."
It's not harassment if you do something wrong and then the police catch you on it.
"Ma'am, I'll give it to you." "Okay.
You shouldn't be able to stop people. That's what this woman is saying."
"Okay, ma'am. That's an improper lane change."
"That's not improper lane change.
That's an improper..."
I didn't change the lane."
"That lane right there is for
I
the turn."
"I didn't change the lane."
"Okay, registration. We're not going to argue, ma'am. Thank you. You got your insurance also, ma'am? Do you have your insurance also, ma'am?"
She's all worked up for no reason.
"Not a lane change.
She could have just said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize this lane was just to turn. Okay, I'll be on my way now.
No, improper lane use.
How? I'm getting off the exit. I'm getting off the exit.
Okay, I need your register, or not register, I want your insurance.
I don't like that. I feel like that's harassment.
It's not harassment, ma'am. No, it's not, ma'am. I have a video camera too, ma'am.
He does make good on his word. He doesn't give her a ticket, even though I really wish he would have changed his mind at some point. I wish it would have turned into one of those sovereign citizen situations where the driver's all belligerent and doesn't have a driver's license or made one himself using crayons. Cop has to drag him out of the car. All right, moving on now. Here's a hot tip for you. If you are a member of any group aside from a musical group, or band, yet you break out into song at an event, you're probably a kook and no one wants to hear what you're singing. I've got a couple examples for you. Here's some flat earthers. These people are attending some sort of outdoor event and break out into song. We've got one member wearing an Ask Me About Flat Earth shirt. We got another with like a violin. Oh, they're all wearing flat earth shirts. There's a younger girl who looks retarded who's wearing a shirt up with a picture of the flat earth. And then a guy with another Ask Me About Flat Earth shirt. The chick with the fiddle or violin, I don't know the difference. She's wearing a Jesus shirt. Right, I'm sorry. Let me the lyrics are earth is flat doot 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 do. Not a globe doot 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 do. NASA lies, yeah. I love that flat earthers' big beef is with NASA. Like they're the evil ones. NASA. There's a dome. There's a dome.
There's a dome.
Are we dumb? No. This family really does look inbred. I will make them today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com so you can check them out. The other awful song I have for you is a group of liberals who were just pleased as punch that President Trump was getting impeached. They had to sing about it. This was recorded shortly before Christmas, so it is Christmas themed.
We wish you a Mother Christmas. We wish you a Mother Christmas. We wish you a Mother Christmas and impeachment next year.
Oh, Lord.
We wish you a Mother Christmas. We wish you a Mother Christmas. We wish you a Mother Christmas and impeachment next year.
Indictments will come to you and your kin. Indictments.
Like, what is this for? What's the point? Are you just patting yourselves on the back? Yeah, Trump is a shithead. We all know that. You idiots had nothing to do with the impeachment or the Mueller probe. You know what I mean? It's like football fans when they're giddy because their team won. Like, they did anything.
It's for Christmas and impeachment next year. We wish you a Mueller Christmas.
We wish you a Mueller Christmas.
No.
We wish you a Mueller Christmas and impeachment next year.
Indictments will come to you and your
smug
kin.
Assholes.
Indictments for Christmas and impeachment next year.
I hate people who are optimistic. I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind that Trump is going to be reelected. Why? Bernie Sanders is an old Jew. Pete Buttigieg is gay. Warren is a woman and the rest of them just lame. There's my Christmas song. I wonder if everyone who participated in that song is still singing, still happy and giddy. I mean, President Trump was impeached and it didn't change anything. Fools, all of them. Not to stay too political here, but Alex Jones was recently at a Bernie Sanders rally, stirring up some shit.
Bernie Sanders is a dirty communist.
We don't hear much from Alex because he's been banned from everywhere. Kind of miss his shenanigans.
You're an asshole, Alex Jones!
If you love Bernie, you should move to North Korea, Venezuela, Communist China, or Cuba. Up with Bernie! Down with America!
It's interesting because Alex Jones is really just surrounded by like one or two people. There's not a crowd with him at all.
Up with Bernie! Down with America!
This is almost sad because no one's really interacting with Alex Jones. He's just screaming into a megaphone and people are just minding their own business. Don't mind the crazy person screaming.
America needs to try communism.
I think Alex Jones needs to get back to his roots. Start screeching about gay frogs and eating babies and stuff.
And I want to have sex with you. You're going to have a big bleeping up your bleeping. You want to be looted? You want to be raped? Get ready. I mean, just the raping is going to be good. I mean, it's going to be severe. I mean, big rot holes with pus squirting out, black rot all over you. I mean, it's party time, baby. We're going to run our hands all over your private part. Does mommy touch you here? Holy mackerel. It's hard to describe something this big. It's the size of a small house. I'm actually having salivation attacks right now. Let me take a nice bite of it. Let me see here. Get in there and let's do it together now. I want you right behind me. I mean, it is big, it is wide, it is deep. There's definitely something going on there. It stinks really bad, and I bet it tastes like crap. It's herpes, it's genital warts, and then it just moves down from there.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex Jones, and thank you very much, Corey, for that mix. Hey, if you want to hear my appearance on the Alex Jones Show, I'll replay that maybe at the end of the program. Right now, though, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news! If you're not a Sideshow member, you are missing out on a lot of exclusive content. Last week alone, we did two exclusive shows, an extended program, and then last night I posted a brand new episode of our video series Uncut, which was a lot of fun. If you want to check it all out, sign up, become a true and honorable freak over there at superfreaksideshow.com. That's DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands of past programs to listen to. And like I mentioned, every week, exclusive material. You get access to a special personalized RSS feed. Works with most podcast apps. That way you'll get all of the free shows and all of the exclusive content in one feed. It's pretty cool. Check it out. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Only $6.99 a month, even less, when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Remember, this is how I make my living. This is my job. I'm as shocked as you are. There are other ways to support the show. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. Just posted a personal podcast, last weekend? Want to say hello to our newest patron, Barb. Thank you so much, Barb. Other new patrons, I want to say hi to Abby, Paul, Ashley, Adam, Moonman, Thermite, Brad, Daniel, Default, Cecil, William. And of course, once again, Barb, thank you to all of my new patrons who have joined in the past, month and a half. Again, patreon.com/distortedview. Pledge as little as a dollar, and it really does help me out. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, well, we've got a bit of a Distorted View update, and yeah, it's not a happy one. It was definitely foreseeable, and to me, it's hilarious. But, to the guy's family, I'm sure this was very, very tragic. Most importantly, though, it was preventable. What am I talking about? Well, remember that guy who was trying to build his own rocket and launch himself into space or something to prove that the Earth was flat? Well, he built his rocket, and he launched himself, and you can pretty much write the rest of that story. The inevitable happened. A daredevil. Okay, is that what we're going to call him? A daredevil? I was going to call him a dum-dum. A daredevil trying to prove that the Earth is flat has been killed in a homemade rocket crash in California. I'm not going to play audio of those retards singing their California song because I feel this daredevil is retarded enough to carry the entire story. Michael Hughes, who went by the moniker Mad Mike, was attempting to launch his steam-powered rocket. That's the first problem. To an altitude of 5,000 feet. So he wasn't trying to launch himself into space this time. I'm not really sure what he was trying to prove, because 5,000 feet in the air is not that high. I mean, you could just buy a plane ticket, right? Fly Southwestern if you want to see what it's like up in the sky. He crashed 20 seconds after takeoff. To be fair, it's longer than I thought he was going to make it. Mr. Hughes, 64, he lived a long life. Eventually wanted to prove his flat Earth theory by taking photographs of the curvature of the planet, or lack thereof, from space. The stunt was being filmed for a Science Channel program called Homemade Astronauts. Oh, I wonder if that footage will ever be released. The program confirmed his death, tweeting, "Michael Mad Mike Hughes tragically passed away today during an attempt to launch his homemade rocket. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his friends and family during this difficult time. It was always his dream to do this launch, and Science Channel was there to chronicle his journey." He crashed at around 2 p.m. on Saturday, and video of the launch shows Mr. Hughes' rocket arc off to the right almost immediately after taking off, with what appears to be the parachute falling away from the aircraft, which is not what you want. That's like a failsafe. If something goes wrong, you got a parachute out of there. The parachute was like, "I'm bailing. This is not going to end well. Peace out." The crash happened in the open desert near Barstow, a town northwest of San Bernardino. Medical aid was staged for the launch and was on scene immediately, but, well, without the parachute, there's no chance of him surviving that. Mr. Hughes built the rocket with the help of partner Waldo Stakes. All right, this guy's name is Mad Mike, and the person helping him build the rocket is named Waldo. There was no chance of a successful flight. The pair were one of three teams featured in the Science Channel program Homemade Astronauts. Mr. Hughes had previously taken off in a homemade rocket in March 2018, reaching a height of 1,800 feet before what was described as a hard landing. The limo driver was taken away on a stretcher by paramedics, but he said he only suffered from a sore back. He reached 350 miles per hour before pulling his parachute. However, he had to deploy a second one because the craft was plummeting too quickly. He said at the time, "I'm tired of people saying that I chickened out and I didn't build a rocket. I'm tired of that stuff. I manned up and I did it. Am I glad I did it? Yeah, I guess I am. I'll feel it in the morning. I won't be able to get out of bed. At least I can go home and have dinner and see my cats." Of course, he's a multiple cat person. It's like, dude, you proved it. No one was calling you chicken anymore. Why did you do it again? Hughes outlined his quest to prove the Earth was flat to CBS News 7 months after his 2018 mission. He said, "The flat Earth thing is like everything else to me. I just want people to question everything. Question what your congressman is doing, your city council. Question what really happened during the Civil War. What happened during 9/11. He also said that he built his homemade rocket through trial and error, adding, "You don't get a lot of second chances, though, in the rocket business." God, I hope that is what is inscribed on his gravestone. I bet you his memorial service is going to be flooded with flat Earth people. Maybe some will even come to sing a song in tribute. Earth is flat. Earth is flat. Earth is flat. Second story we have for you today, drama in the big dick community. The man who once had the largest penis in the world and is now merely the runner-up is throwing some serious shade at the new record holder. Jonah Falcon, who has a 13.5-inch member. Is that flaccid? No, it's got to be erect, right? 13.5 inches flaccid. He said that the fact that Roberto Esquivel Cabrera used weights to stretch his penis was disgusting and desperate. Hold on, let's think about this for a second. I like to think about that. No, let's think about this logically here. We got a guy who is using weights on his penis to stretch it out. Is that the equivalent to, like, juicing? Or is it just merely working your penis out? At first, you know, when I first read the headline, I was like, oh, well, this is obviously cheating. You can't use weights to stretch your cock out. But why not? He's just enhancing what's already there. He's not using any sort of illegal substances or anything. Let's read on. Jonah Falcon, who has a 13.5-inch member, said the fact that Roberto Cabrera had used weights to stretch his penis to 19 inches. Oh my God, Jonah. You're woefully inadequate in comparison. So, like, what did the stretching really do? For Jonah to still be considered the biggest dick man in the world, that means that Roberto's penis had to have been under 13.5 before, you know, the weights, right? Because, you know, if Roberto started out with like a 14-inch cock, then he's already beating Jonah before he used the weights, right? So let's say Roberto had like a 12-inch penis, a little shrimpy pecker. That means the weights added 7 inches to his dick. That seems unlikely. You'd think weights could probably give you an extra inch or two, right, of loose-ass foreskin. I don't know. I think this is just a sour grape situation for Jonah, because he doesn't have the biggest penis anymore. The fight comes after Roberto from Mexico admitted to spending his life trying to make it bigger. Oh, he's been working on this for years and years. He's refused reduction operations, saying he wants to enter the porn industry. Jonah, 47, from New York, says his penis isn't 19 inches. Doctors have acknowledged this and said he could have a normal sex life if he essentially was circumcised. Roberto's story has been going around for the past 2.5 years. We've reported on this guy before. I haven't seen the bear penis. He always has it like wrapped in gauze and stuff. Because, you know, it's swinging around. It gets caught and stuff. It gets bruised easily. But, you know, I'm seeing him grip it, even with like the wrap around it. And it seems pretty thick, too. That's a girthy monster. Quote, the man stretched his foreskin constantly, from what I understand, but it's normal underneath. I think it's ridiculous, and he seems kind of desperate. No matter how big he is, it's not going to change the fact that I'm 13.5 inches. That's right, Jonah. Your penis is perfectly fine. Jonah said he didn't care about Roberto's claims, adding, I'm not competing with anybody, at least not directly. Then why are you going to the news with this, right? It's sad. It's not going to change who I am and what I have, and in my eyes, it's kind of pathetic. He added, if you can't use it, what good is it for? Ooh, them are fighting words. Roberto made headlines around the world in 2015 after a video went viral showing him weighing his colossal member to prove its authenticity. He should have just went on Antiques Roadshow. Don't they do that over there? Validate authenticity. He declared, I'm famous because I have the biggest penis in the world. I'm happy with my penis. I know nobody has the size I have. I would like to be in the Guinness Book of Records, but they don't recognize this particular record. Doctors are a bit concerned for Roberto. Dr. Jesus David Salazar Gonzalez said he began with this enlargement since he was a teenager, wrapping some bands around his penis with weights to try to stretch it out. We've advised him, the best thing for you is that doctors give it a normal shape so that it doesn't hurt you in order to have sexual relationships, you know, in order to have children. But he doesn't accept it. He'd rather have a penis bigger than the rest of the people. According to CT scans, he has a very large foreskin. It almost goes to the knee. Jonah, meanwhile, found fame in 1999 after he was featured in the HBO documentary Private Dicks, Men Exposed. Well, now I'm curious. I want to see both of those schlongs. If you freaks run across there's got to be pictures of Jonah, right, for the documentary. I got to see that dick. I've got to. Final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Praise Jesus. Give me hallelujah. Down home of Florida. Did the moon fucked up state. Have it, have it now! Florida is a fucked up state.
Yeah, the story comes from, I don't know, DeLand, Florida. A man who was caught stuffing pounds of meat into his pants at a grocery store, stripped naked after he was caught, and then got tased in the genitals. The incident began on Valentine's Day night. Aww. Maybe he was going to cook his girlfriend like a nice romantic meal. The incident began on Valentine's Day night when another shopper saw 28-year-old Stefan Short stuffing ribeye steaks into his pants at the Save-A-Lot. Steaks are pretty big. They're going to be noticeable in your pants. You're no Jonah Falcon. Yeah, so the incident began on Valentine's Day when another shopper saw 28-year-old Stefan Short stuffing ribeye steaks into his pants. Police said the other shopper alerted the manager, and together they confronted Short. Arrest records showed that the manager told police he ordered the man to return the meat he had hidden in his pants. No, you're not going to do this to me again. You come in here and you steal all the time. You're not getting away with it this time, the manager yelled at Short. They held Short to the ground while they waited for police, so he shimmied out of his pants to escape. The story's getting hotter. The arrest affidavit said police had just arrived at the grocery store entrance when Short came running out naked. Body cam video showed officers ordering Short to stop and get on the ground, but he ignored the commands and tried to flee. I wonder if he was still holding on to the meat. So an officer, otherwise, this was pointless, right? You know you're going to get arrested, probably. You might as well take the meat with you. An officer deployed a taser at the naked man and struck him in the abdomen and genitals, which is not where you want to be tased. Body cam video showed Short continuing to struggle with the officers on the ground after he was tased. The video captured Short wailing in pain as he waited. Then he was handcuffed. An ambulance shortly later arrived. Arrest records showed that the officers removed the prong from Short's abdomen, but the second prong had to be removed by doctors at the hospital. The affidavit said Short claimed he didn't remember stealing anything from Save-A-Lot. The taser just wiped his memory clean. The store manager said Short was a constant shoplifter. Not only was he trying to steal steak, but he also had butterscotch pudding down his pants. Either that, or maybe he created that butterscotch pudding when he was tased. I don't think it was butterscotch pudding. Also, I don't think the pudding, maybe it was like just boxes, right, of the powdered pudding. I hope they weren't pudding cups. Gross. Police said that on February 14th, he stole 4 ribeye steaks and butterscotch pudding. I would have led with the butterscotch pudding. To me, that's funnier than steaks down his pants. Butterscotch pudding. It was all valued at $42.23. County records show that Short has been arrested for shoplifting, burglary, and battery more than a dozen times in the past 10 years. He was charged with resisting an officer without violence, resisting a store employee while committing a theft, and first-degree petty theft. Court records showed that Short entered a plea of no contest. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show, show@distortedview.com. I just got submitted a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, so thank you very much. Who did that? TV listener Ingrid. So we'll be playing that maybe on tomorrow's podcast. Other ways to contact the show, voicemail line 206-666-4463. I'm all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/Distorted View Show. And of course, we've got a Discord where all the freaks hang out. So check out that. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at DistortedView.com. Use that as your invite. Okay.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Jagoo to you and the freaks. I'm calling in response to a voicemail that I heard Friday show about sideshow member Harrison. Hentai Harrison.
Hentai, yes.
You guys were discussing big, thick, and fat asses. Well, it's funny because this girl that I just started dating, she's got a really nice, big ass. And
nice.
I come fast. It makes me come fast when I'm fucking
a meaty yet tight asshole.
Nice, round ass. I don't give a fuck if it's got cellulite. Excuse me. I don't care if it's, you know, I mean, thin is all right, but, you know, yeah. I prefer...
Guys love fat asses now.
Meat. I like shape. I like thick thighs. It makes my dick rise, and that's what I'm all about. So, dude, you're not alone. The fellow unicorn hamster here likes meaty women. Thick, round, lovely... white ass. White girls, you know, I've never really been with a black chick, but hell, she got a nice big ass. I jerked off the big fat black ass too. I don't hate, I don't...
He doesn't discriminate.
Discriminate.
Yeah.
I love all big...
It's 2020.
that.
As long as you got a big, fat, lumpy ass.
Ass, it makes me come fat.
He's into it.
I don't come inside her. I don't want no more kids that got vasectomy.
You're giving me a lot of information I don't necessarily need, but thank you.
Scheduled in March.
All right, he likes big asses and he doesn't come inside of them. Great.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Little baby faggot.
Hello.
Calling, you know.
My little baby faggot. Are you my little baby faggot?
If you go to the dick store.
You are.
And you go to anus check. I just took a massive shit, man. It was one of those ones where, like.
Let's take a
you
look.
You think it's coming out sideways, and you finally get it out, and it's like, well, it's not the biggest.
I'm in the Discord now.
But it's impressive nonetheless. So, put a picture of it up down there for you. I figured you'd probably want to know how my bowels are doing. Good work on the show lately.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's been some controversy over who plays what voicemails, blah, blah, blah. Fuck them. Love the show.
Hold on. Let me take a look at your BM here. Oh, yeah. It's hanging down there in the toilet. I like how it's like kind of in the hole of the toilet. Like it wants to go down the drain so bad, but it's sticking up there. It's it's long, girthy, yet I sense that it's fluffy. It's a good shit. Meanwhile, the very next picture, yeah, there's a whole chat room. And again, you don't have to go into that particular chat room. If you sign up for the Discord, there's lots of different rooms, right? There's political tiers, which is like a politics room, jock itch for sports, arts and crafts, video games, cunt bucket. I'm guessing that's just pussy shots. But there is one called Anus Check where people take pictures of their bowel movements, which is great and all. I would prefer sound. I like when people record, because that's good for the podcast, right? What am I going to do with pictures of turds? Anyway, so right below Little Baby Faggot, Urinal Cake posted their bowel movements, and something's wrong. That's not a good look. It's a bunch of, like, small, broken up, very dark turds. And then somehow today, conversation went back to this goddamn bidet that I won't install. I will install it, I promise you. And you know how my promises are worth jack shit.
Love what you're doing. Don't change a thing.
Okay. Well, I don't think I could if I wanted to.
Timmy Boo, it's PJC, and driving in the Tesla of love, and my dick is full on hard, Timmy Boo.
Nice.
I am having a vision of fucking level 80s cat lady's pocket pussy while smelling her vagina through her.
We can have a whole line of level 80 cat cunt related products.
Vagina candle.
She's sitting on a gold mine, assuming she can sit on her cunt.
And I
don't know exactly how pussies work. Can ladies sit on their pussy lips? You know how like guys get in a position where their ball, you know, they're sitting on their balls or they're crushing their balls?
Fucking horny as fuck.
I'm assuming that can happen if you've got really like big meaty lips.
I might have to fucking
low hanging flaps.
Going off in the car here.
All right. He's into Level 80 Cat Lady and Level 80 Cat Lady pussy products. Speaking of Level 80 Cat Lady, I know this voice or this area code.
It's Level 80 Cat Lady.
Sounding good. Not close to death at all. I just love that there's someone more sickly than me. You know, I'm always getting sick.
Yes, he's sick.
Yeah.
I almost went to the hospital.
Making fun of my AIDS immune system.
Because I don't ever get fevers, so, like, yesterday I had one.
Oh,
went
fevers.
To 99, and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And then went to 100, and then went to 102.1.
That's the oldies station, isn't it?
And you're supposed to go to the hospital at 103, but, I guess I slept it off because I woke up and it was 97.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know.
That's a gamble. I mean, you could go to sleep and then your temperature, your fever could still go up and up and up, and then you just don't wake up, right? You're next thing you know, you're in a coma.
I was sick again because fuck my life. I don't know what I do. I mean, I know why it does this because...
Do you leave the house a lot? I feel like you're one of these people who go out and do things and experience life. That's your problem. You got to stay indoors. Don't talk to people. Keep to your fucking self. Just listen to this podcast. I'll be your friend. I'm all the outside contact you need.
The cancer radiation hit my brain in the place where the immune system thing is.
Yeah, you of all people, just stay home. Or get one of those, you need those masks. You need to be wearing coronavirus masks everywhere. Good God, we need to protect you at all costs. All right, especially because, you know, you send stuff to me, and I appreciate that. That's the only time you're allowed to leave the house is to go to the mail. drop it off at the post office or whatever. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
You sure have a nice car.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can. I should add that I would appreciate nice reviews. Thumbs up and 5-star ratings and stuff. It really does help us find new listeners. It's a great, simple way to spread the distortion. If you're sideshow members, I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I interviewed him about a year and a half ago, and he got into some questions of 9/11, but he said he wanted to research it more. He's now he told me he read 16 books on that subject and others, and he said he'd be happy to get into 9/11. Just, he brought it up. You've got the floor. Give us your take on 9/11.
You know, it's a real conundrum.
Isn't that pretty obvious?
Yes.
And that's the point I've made, is that we do need to prosecute the brown people.
When it comes to black people, I say no, thank you.
I agree with you, and that brings me into the next subject. What are people going to do as we see more and more former CIA section chiefs saying all the evidence points at inside job? What are they going to do as the laws of physics come out here?
Let's focus on young single women. They're weak and stupid. They'll buy into this racket.
That's a good point.
Everyone working at Hooters deserves to be raped.
Well, I love how you think. Do we need to have a renaissance and awakening to this? So
I am very concerned about the fate of the human race.
And that's the point I've made. But it's kind of like, you know, the best of three latrines.
They can't control their goddamn ass parts either.
That's a good point. So, I mean, what are your recommendations just to the people?
I'm a big proponent of domestic violence.
And that's the point I've made. Can you comment on that with your background in underwater demolitions as a frogman?
On the list, on the great list of people or groups of people I dislike, Jews would be at the top of that list because of what you just mentioned.
And then the whole country's a concentration camp.
Yes. At that point, just fucking kill the thing and cook it for its bacon.
And that's how Hitler was able to do what he did. That's now declassified. That debate's over. But
oh, if I ran this country, things would be different.
80-something percent on Larry King Live in the poll wanted you to run for president. Are you thinking about running this year, or are you thinking about running in 4 years?
I really feel like I can't do anything right.
I mean, what would you do as president?
I have a great program for you. War, global warming, mandatory euthanasia.
Okay, well, we got 30 million illegals here. They say 20, but it's more like 30. What would you do as president about that?
Let's start off by electrocuting an Asian.
You have boldly spoken out as somebody who hates the Latin Americans.
Disgusting low-class welfare recipients.
Well, I love how you think, and Mexico has more billionaires per capita than any other nation, but they have this corrupt elite that's made deals with our elite to use the U.S. as a dumping ground for their criminals, for their poor, for people to come across and have the babies.
Just as batshit crazy as the blacks.
The Mexicans want to destroy America.
I'm guessing the shit sort of like migrates and gets smushed all in the ass crack, and then the underwear is sliding up against it, and maybe that's how it spreads. I don't know the logistics of it.
Well, I have a sneaking suspicion they were trying to develop a relationship with you and then basically try to handle you.
What's a girl to do? I can't get enough cock.
Fantastic. Now, I gave you a copy of Terror Storm. Did you have a chance to watch that?
I sure did.
You told me that you read 16 books in the interim researching this and other subjects. What are other questions you have about the official story?
All right, enough of this bullshit.
You've been very gracious. I'm going to let you go, and I'd love to get you back on for a quick pop-in.
Oh, me so horny. Fuck me like a faggot bitch.